Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, there's a really shocking story breaking, and we'll bring you more on this just shortly, but we're hearing that one passenger has been killed and 30 more people injured on a Singapore Airlines flight, which was going from London to Singapore, and it was hit by severe turbulence. But as I say, we'll bring you more on that before the end of the programme. On ageing, a listener says, Bruce Springsteen is 74 and rocked Croke Park for 3 hours last Sunday. Ageism is ludicrous. And Gemma, who's in Greystones, is calling for more age-friendly parking spaces. Plenty of messages coming in on that. Now though, we're going to talk about air fryers and what you can cook in them. Maybe you're an accomplished influencer and you already have a long catalogue of TikToks showing how to boil an egg or rustle up a cake in your air fryer, or perhaps you only plug it in when you think about making a batch of chips, and I fall into the latter category. To take us through what we could be using our air fryer for, I'm joined from our Limerick studio by Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist with the Technological University of the Shannon. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Do you use your air fryer for all sorts of things?
Apparently, they can be used for absolutely anything, I have discovered. I did a deep dive into the world of the air fryer, Claire. Mm-hmm. You have no idea. People are absolutely so animated when they speak about their air fryer.
Yeah.
But
there are a lot of people who do what I do and just use them on a Friday when you're having chips.
Yeah, I think they have, like people have said, they've revolutionised. A lot of times it is just for the chips, but equally what I found was a lot of parents were saying they are incredibly useful and safe for children to use.
Oh.
And that they were very efficient. So now I don't know what your children like, but the parents I was speaking to are terrified that children will walk away from, leave the hob on, leave, you know, the oven on, using electricity, and air fryers mitigate against that. So that was one of the big things. I mean, I spoke to people and there were hands going up into the air going, best thing ever.
Right. So are you a convert now, or are you somebody who rarely...
I'm a slow adapter.
Okay.
Because I paid a lot for an oven. I'm using it.
Right. So you go with the oven. But a lot of people do use it for everything. I was talking to somebody the other day who uses it for chicken, who uses it for meatballs, who boils eggs in the thing.
Yeah. I have a friend, this is like turning into a conversation, but I have a friend who moved house and she does not have an oven. She's using her air fryer to feed her family on a daily basis.
Right. And some people do that very successfully.
There are people who can do this, but you know, I mean, they have a place. There's definitely a place for the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are many different types and models and price points. So when you're looking at buying or investing in one, you have to make sure that, you know, first of all, you've got the space for it. Because now, remember, you have your slow cooker, your pressure cooker, you've all these different bits. But the air fryer seems to be the one thing that seems to get rid of an awful lot. And, you know, a lot of other things are now, you know, rendered redundant as a result of the air fryer coming in the door.
And listen,
so just be aware of that.
It's not really a fryer, is it?
It's not. No, it's not a fryer in the conventional sense where we have something sitting in a pan with oil. What it is, it's convention. It's just basically like a small oven. That's what it is. It works exactly
like a fan oven.
Exactly the same as your fan oven. It's convection energy. So the air is moved around and the air circulates. But if you think about the size of an air fryer versus your oven, it's a much smaller capacity. That's why it's more energy efficient.
Okay.
So it is more energy efficient to run and it is cheaper to run.
And is it going to take a shorter length of time to cook something?
It depends on what you're cooking and it depends on how much of it you're cooking. So if you've got a smaller household, yes, it's perfect for, depending again, is also on the capacity of the air fryer that you've bought. But, you know, if you've got some that have two baskets, some that have one basket, but if you put a lot in, you might have to do a little bit more work to get everything crisp. For example, even the chips that you would put into it, you know, and you have to move those around to make sure that everything, so that the ones at the bottom get browned as well. So again, you know, if you layer things up, you mightn't get the same result that you would get. And that's where, you know, that's one of the areas where you just have to make, it might take a little bit shorter. It does tend to take a shorter amount of time than a convection oven, than a regular fan oven, because, again, the capacity. But the result might be slightly might not be quite what you might get from your oven.
I know a lot of people have problems cleaning them then afterwards. That's one of the complaints that you hear. But you have you seen those silicone baskets that you can drop into them?
Absolutely. You've got silicone baskets, but equally you can have parchment paper, Claire. You could put parchment paper in the bottom of them and use that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, but I suppose with our ovens, we don't clean them every time we use them. But if you were using a saucepan, you would clean it each time you use it. And again, that's the same with your air fryer. So the idea isn't, you know, even people don't tend to clean if they have a deep fat fryer. They don't tend to take the oil out and clean it as often as they should, and they get really manky. The same will happen with an air fryer. If you don't clean it the whole time, there will be grease buildup because there is fat in food and you are using oils in the cooking process as well.
Catherine in Kerry has been on to say that she has made scones in her air fryer, and my brain doesn't compute. But I suppose if we're talking about a fan oven, that's no problem, right?
It's no problem. And a lot of you might have to preheat it. One of the things that I noticed is that sometimes you may have to preheat it a little, but again, the cooking time will be shorter. The one thing you can put, Claire, you can cook anything in it except a donut, as far as I can gather. Mm-hmm. And somebody, I'm sure, is going to be able to tell you how to cook a donut. Anything that has a fresh batter on it, that will be difficult to cook because it doesn't hit the oil as it would if it was being fried regularly.
Does that needs the oil?
Yeah. Anything other than that you can put in. So you can put in, like I've seen recipes for French toast, recipes for the boiled egg is the one that caught and captured our interest a little bit. You know, that one fascinated me. Why would you bother? that is the one where I'll say the air fryer isn't actually the bee's knees. It actually takes nearly twice as long to get a hard boiled egg that you would get if you put it into a saucepan of water. Mm-hmm. You know, that one to me just didn't make sense. But
suppose
it's
you could just
a big thing.
Pop it in, put the timer on, and forget about it. Whereas you might walk away from the pot, and it would be
That's it. We're back to the health and safety issues, and we're not teenagers, Karen. We
no,
can do
we're
that.
Not, I suppose. Yeah. And so, listen. Will you tell me about the air fryer pizza? Because that sounds like a good one that might be handy for people.
Yeah, that was very you can make your own base if you want. There's a very simple recipe that I've given there that doesn't involve yeast. It's just a very simple recipe for a dough with the so basically you preheat your air fryer, you put your you'd make your dough as you would normally, and then you put that into the basket. Now give yourself a little bit of space around, depending again on the type and style of air fryer that you have. Put it on about 205 degrees for 3 minutes, then take the base out, flip it so that the other side gets, and put that on again for another 2 minutes, and that will get nicely browned and nice and crisp. And then you add your toppings and put it back in again for another 3 minutes, depending on your toppings, 3 to 5 minutes, so that they become lovely and succulent and oozy.
Delish. Yeah. And a listener would like to know, is it safe to put silver trays in the air fryer?
You can put silver trays in the air fryer,
so
it's not a microwave. Yeah. It's not a microwave. If that's your, I wouldn't be putting silver. I'd put metal trays in. I keep the silver out of any oven, really.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, anything silver, I wouldn't be putting it in, but anything metal can go into it.
Air fryers are great, says this listener, for toasting flaked almonds. I suppose if you had a little silicone, a bit of parchment paper, as you say, and pop it in there.
You know, when you put pine nuts or almonds or anything like that into a pan, I'd put them on dry. Again, I'd put them, but they can burn a little bit. The bit that touches the pan can become a little bit burned, whereas the air fryer or an oven would actually would make it more even brown, and you wouldn't get that kind of burnt taste that can come from those sometimes.
White scones are wonderful in the air fryer, mm-hmm. but brown scones do not work in them. I wonder why that is.
Maybe it's the density, but if the air, the force of air, I wonder is it the recipe?
Could be the recipe.
Now, I was that person, what I would do is I try them in my oven in the recipe, and then I try them in the air fryer with the same recipe.
Listen, going back to chips, you can get a great result with oven chips in the air fryer. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to sweet potato chips, they just mm-hmm. don't work. Soggy in the middle, burnt on the ends. Why?
Yeah. Well, there is a higher water content in the sweet potato. Sweet potato can be difficult at the best of times, even if you deep fried it. I think sometimes, I don't know if that person has put cornstarch on them. That helps to get them crunchy on the outside. The air fryer, I've gone into a different world where cornstarch is your friend if you want a nice result. But cornstarch, if you drizzle that over, shake them in a little bit of cornstarch and put them into the oven, the air fryer, that will work. You see as well, I suppose, with there's more circulation of air in an oven, which might make them crisper. But I've always found that to get a crispy sweet potato fry is tricky.
It is tricky, regardless of what you do, but the cornstarch might help. Well, you've got some great recipes for us, which we're going to put up on the website so people can go off and experiment. But I've decided that you're not a massive fan of the air fryer. Would that be fair?
I'm old school, Claire. I'm going to have to admit it. I'm a little bit old school, but I do have friends who have literally cleaned their kitchen out, and they are going to try and convert me. I might become a little bit more enthusiastic in time. But again, I just think the skills, sometimes, you know, you have to have skill as well.
Yes, you know what you're doing.
Developing skills, yeah.
All right. So, well, Agnes, thank you so much for taking a deep dive into the world of air fryers. Agnes Boucher-Hayes there.